I don't believe writer's block exists. I believe, rather than saying we're just not in the mood to write, or that we're worried that whatever we write will be rubbish, we use it as a reason to say, I have writer's block. I've learned to write through the anxiety and use any off days as a warm-up. It's okay not to write brilliant, perfect words or scenes every day. It's totally acceptable to have off days, to ask yourself why the stunning idea that you had yesterday seems totally inadequate today. It's all part of the process. My process. I can't speak for other writers, but I don't have writer's block because it doesn't exist in my writing life. I have off days when sentences come together slowly, when I might take an entire hour to write, delete, rewrite, delete, and so on, one sentence or one scene until it feels right. I suppose we need to define what we mean by writer's block. Some writers might suggest it's everything I've mentioned, the inability to write the way we want to write perfectly, a hurdle, while others might suggest that writer's block is the inability to write at all, staring at a blank screen or page until excitement and words flow and live and continue to live. A block, to me, is a stopping of sorts, a hindrance, an impediment. But the only way to overcome that is to keep going despite feeling you can't do it. Perhaps telling yourself that you don't want to do it because the outcome will be unsatisfactory is a better description of writer's block. And often something comes from nothing, and that something may surprise you. But if you don't make that first move, if you don't make a mark on the screen, you'll never know. Instead of waiting for inspiration to come and land gently and be everything you want it to be, go with whatever comes out. Life isn't perfect. Writing is rarely perfect. Like most things, running, swimming, learning a musical instrument or a new language, the more you do it, the more you'll discover what works for you, which muscles you need to flex. Some need more work than others. Find out which time of day is better, and once you find your process, you can ease into your chair every morning and put writer's block in that bottom drawer, but never take it out. Never look at it again. Leave it there as a reminder that it really doesn't exist. If we all waited for every word we write to be the word, the sentence, the scene, perfectly formed in every way, with plots and subplots and characters, I guarantee our screens would remain unblemished, our pages empty and our hearts aching, because we waited instead of getting on, waited instead of taking pride in our rubbish as well as our brilliance, acknowledging that even in the rubbish is a glittering, sparkling jewel, waiting for us to catch it, hold it up to the light and run with it. If you don't write the rubbish, you won't stand a chance of finding that jewel.